Brian Bruggen, countdown on to another Donegal International Rally, and this has all the ingredients to be a classic.
Yeah, that's right. Just after the launch there, finishing up now, and it's amazing when you get all the people together that the adrenaline starts to rush, and everybody's just thinking about one thing now, and that's Friday 3 weeks, and you know this, it'll come fast, but it's amazing the top 50 that's there, and I think even in the class 14 you have 34 class 14 cars in it there, so I'd say there are not too many more left in the country. So it proves to be a good battle, and a great battle for the WRC cars there too. I think there's 12 WRC cars there, so it's going to be a battle in every category. 27 juniors there at the minute, so it's going to prove to be an interesting weekend.
For all involved with the Motor Club, no sooner does one rally end, but the planning for the next one begins, and there's been some tinkering with the stages, and no doubt that was the thought process for that started a long time ago.
That's right, that has to happen. You need to sort of work with the local authorities there too in relation to turn programs and things like that, you know, so they don't want you too much on the one roads until they get work done to them and stuff. And that's well underway now, so we're heading for Inishowen on Friday, and back then to a mix of different varieties on Saturday again too, which is healthy, which is good too for a competitor too to have a change.
Now, it's the only rally in the country that's still a three-day event, and I suppose with the economy picking up as well, the whole rally scene has benefited because there is a little bit more money going into the sport, and no doubt that'll translate also through to spectators.
Yeah, that's right. Seems to be, although I think no matter how much money you had, you could spend it all in rallying too at the same time, but it's very healthy. There's a very healthy entry there, and we're running 20 more cars this year now than we were last year. So that's good too, because it should shorten down the reserve list too. So it's good that the more people that get running and apply to run can get running. That's good for the club as well.
Now, Craig Breen coming gives it an even bigger interest as well. And from what we've heard, you know, he cannot wait to be here.
That's right. He always had a big interest in Donegal too. To be fair, he hasn't done much here, but he has been here a few times, and I know that he knows that it's the pinnacle of Irish rally calendar, so he wants to be there, and I have no doubt that he'll want to be the first on the ramp on Sunday evening too.
And as always, the event, you know, it does put Donegal on the map, doesn't it? Because you get the publicity locally, nationally and internationally.
There's no doubt, there's nothing. It's the biggest sporting event in the Northwest, and to be fair, that there's not too many of you mentioned rallying anywhere in the world that they don't know about it, or any sort of a motorsport. To be fair, they all like to take part and even come to watch and just to see the spectacle, and they enjoy the company and the good atmosphere and the friendly faces and all.